Join us online, offline, and on your mobile at God's Grace Eston Global Commission, GGHC, as we study and rightly divide the word of truth with accuracy and precision. GGHC, grace will speak for you.
Jehovah Arak. Jehovah what? Arak. The God of divine arrangement. How many of you have started seeing divine arrangement in your life already? If you have not started seeing, I don't know what is happening, because me, I'm overseeing arrangement everywhere in my own life. And I know that the oil will start from the head and it will flow down. So there is no way every one of you here will not experience divine arrangement. Jehovah Arak means the God of divine arrangement. Arak is an Hebrew word that interprets arrangement, order, divine arrangement. Praise the name of the Lord. Last week we read from Psalm 37, 23 to 24, which was our text. The Bible says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. He says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord uphold him with his hand. I remember I read the Pidgin version. The Pidgin version was so explanatory. He says, even though them shake, even though them waiting, them shake, they no go ever fall. Even though them shake, they no go ever fall. When God is in charge of the arrangement of your life, you cannot fall. You cannot fail. Praise the name of the Lord. I remember I told you last week, I said divine arrangement is supernatural intervention into any situation. Supernatural intervention. No power can stop it. When there is a divine arrangement, sir, no power can stop it. I told you, I said divine arrangement is what? Spiritual setup in your favor. And I prophesied to the lives of people here. I said there will be a setup in your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I said there will be a setup in your favor. You know, there is an incident that will happen. And automatically, I was explaining to you last week about how a man was forced by his wife to attend an occasion. He was actually dragged to that occasion by his wife. He didn't want to go. But on getting there, a white man that also attended the occasion was just staring at him and looking at him. I know this man. The man was looking, why is this one looking at me? By the time the program ended, the white man went to him. I met you before in Miami, Florida. I said, Miami. I have never crossed River Niger. I've never traveled. You can't meet me in Miami. It's not possible. The white man said, but you are not. He said, no, I'm sorry, sir. You are making a mistake. In fact, I didn't even want to come here. If not my wife that dragged me here. It's my wife that is your staff. The white man said, wow, amazing. The person looked just like you. And the person helped me. I've been trying to trace that person since then. I've not been able to find him. He said, can we be friends? I'm available. Is it not friends? Praise the name of the Lord. I'm telling somebody here, when the time of divine arrangement comes, there will be a setup in your favor. Are you understanding what I'm saying? There will be a setup in your favor. It will look as if you are dragged there. By the time you get there, you will find out that it is God that has already set it up in your favor. That is divine arrangement. I told you last week, I said, Saul, the first king of Israel, left his father's house as just an ordinary boy to look for donkey. But by the time he came back home, he came back with two titles. He came back as a king and a prophet. He left an ordinary boy. He came back as a king and a prophet. We read that in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 9 from verse 1 to 20. 1 Samuel chapter 9 from verse 1 to 20. Saul was set up by God to favor him. He was set up by God to favor him. For those of you that read that story last week, he trekked everywhere looking for that donkey. If at a point in time he became weak, he said, "Let me go back home, Jare, so that my father will not even start looking for me." Then the servant that followed him said, "Why don't we check the seer, the prophet? Maybe he will be able to direct us." Thank God, he did not ignore the word of the servant. As an ordinary servant like you, will you shut up? He said, "Okay, well, let's go together." Immediately he entered. Saul said, "Welcome. God told me yesterday that you will come around this time. Bring your head. Let me anoint you." Saul said, "Oh, guys, like you are making a mistake. Oh, I'm not the one you are looking for. Me, I'm looking for donkey." Samuel said, "Which donkey?" "They have found the donkey. The donkey was not missing. It had been in your house all the time. But God hid it so that he can push you out. There are so many things that are happening to you that looks difficult, that looks tough. It looks as if, why is it happening to me? It's a divine setup in your favor." I am prophesying to someone here today. I say, God will set you up to favor you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I said there will be a divine setup in your favor. That hardship, that labor, that situation that seems profitless will fall into God's divine arrangement for your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Last week, I also gave you the example of the man at the pool of Bethesda. The man was there for 38 good years. 38 years. Until a divine arrangement was made for him. Was he the only one that was sick there? There were many other people there. But the divine arrangement of that day was for that man. Jesus went straight to him where he was. And Jesus said, "Oga, you have been here for so long. Why?" He said, "Nobody wants to help me. This water." And his whole attention, his whole focus was the water. He didn't realize that the person that was standing before him was able to change it. He was Jesus said, "I didn't ask you for water. I'm saying, will thou be made whole? Will you like to get out of this?" He said, "Yes, but you see the water." Anytime his whole focus was on the water, he did not know that the maker was standing in front of him. Many of us focus on the water and leave the maker. You focus on the water, but you ignore the maker. But thank God, there was a setup in his favor. And Jesus said, "This man still don't understand. Oh yeah, take up your bed. Rise up and begin to walk." And immediately, he rose from that situation. All his years, all his 38 years, his only focus, his only hope was on the water. Many of us here are busy focusing on the wrong things. Many of us here are busy watching the wrong things, hoping on the wrong things, looking unto men. And you know, men, it is in their nature to fail. It is in their nature to disappoint. It is in their nature to disgrace one. Hallelujah. I told you last week, I said, as many of you that are ready to invite Jehovah Arak into your life and destiny, your life can never remain the same again. Because once he steps into your matter, things will begin to fall in place for you. I also told you as we were rounding up last week, I said, the work of the devil is to make sure that the divine arrangement of your life, of God for your life, does not come to pass. I referred to Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet. God said, "From your mother's womb, I have what? Called you. I have chosen you from your mother's womb." But the intention of the enemy was to stop him. We watched the film of Jeremiah last week here. I remember I also told you that Paul in Galatians chapter 1 verse 15 said God had already chosen him even before he was born. God had chosen him before he was born to preach to the Gentiles. If God chose Paul before he was born, if God chose Paul before he was born, why then was he working against Christians? Hello, is somebody listening to me? If God chose Paul before he was born to minister to Gentiles, why then was he working, against Christians in the first place? That is the work of the devil. The devil's work, the devil's mission is to scuttle God's divine arrangement for you. But because you are here today, if your amen can roar like louder than the person sitting beside you, Jehovah Arak, the God of divine arrangement, will put your life in order. I said, Jehovah Arak will put your life back on track in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, this is where we are going to start from today. And I want you to pay attention. I have given you a summary of everything that we said last week. Having known what divine arrangement is, you need to also know that there are five important factors that empower divine arrangement. Are you listening this morning? There are five very important factors that enable and empower divine arrangement. The first two are twins. The first two are what? They are twins. They don't go without each other. They go together. The first two factors that enable divine arrangement, that empower divine arrangement, that makes divine arrangement to happen in people's life, they are twins. And what are these two? They are called intervention and time. Intervention and what? Time. Before there can be a divine arrangement, there has to be a divine intervention. And that intervention must happen at the right time. Somebody, I hope you are listening to me this morning. If you want God to step into your life, if you want an arrangement in your life, if you want him to arrange your life to his purpose, if you want a divine setup in your favor, then you need to call his attention to it. Somebody cannot intervene in your life when you do not need his intervention. Hello? Abi? Somebody cannot just burst into your room now. Say, I came here to cook for you. You will tell the person, did I tell you that my hand is paining me? Or did I tell you that my father didn't teach me how to cook? There cannot be arrangement. There cannot be help without intervention. And divine intervention has to be at the right time. How many of you remember that wedding that happened in Cana? The first miracle Jesus performed. There was a wedding in John chapter 2 in a place called Cana in Galilee. Jesus was there. He was invited. And the Bible says it got to a time. Palm wine finished. Drink finished. How many of you have gone to any wedding reception or any party and they are sharing drink, sharing food, sharing, and then it remains small, make it reach your side. Maybe you sit for around ending part. Then they come, they say, the thing don't finish, you don't finish. How many of you have ever attended a wedding like that? Me, I've attended though, several. In fact, the one I can never forget is the one that I attended, and the place I was sitting like this, the person will pass by my side. Go and serve others. Pass again this side. Go. And they look at with my eye as if, come, chairman, are they here? The If I go to a point, the person that was sitting with me drag one of them. Say, you not see us here? He said, we are coming. Like joke. That was how food finished that day. Amen. The kind of boiling anger that was in my chest. My own did not even, it was nothing compared to my friend's own. My friend was so angry. He began to say, look at this stupid husband. Very useless man. I said, what did the husband do? He knows he's a head big. His mind is not correct. If he knows that he doesn't have money, why did he invite us to this wedding? As he was talking about the husband, I said, see the yeye wife, he might not even find himself. All this thing, what is causing it? Hunger. Praise the name of the Lord. That was the same thing that happened that day. They were serving. The wedding was going on. All of a sudden, wine finished. The mother of Jesus was there because this person that was doing the wedding was related to the family of Jesus. The mother of Jesus said, what kind of thing is this? At this time, we cannot go and get wine because the place we will get the wine is far. People would get angry. What do we do? An embarrassment is about to happen. And then the mother of Jesus wanted divine arrangement. Because when all road block, the next thing is to look for divine arrangement. The next thing is to look for an arrangement from God. Because he knew that physical arrangement cannot meet up again. So he went to Jesus. Now, what did he go and seek at Jesus' feet? He went for a divine intervention. Hello? If you want a divine arrangement, there has to be a divine intervention. And when she went to Jesus and said, Jesus, we need your intervention. Because it is only your intervention that can bring a divine arrangement. Jesus answered her and said, my time has not yet come. How many of you remember that? My time has not yet come. In other words, before any divine intervention occurs, there has to be a right timing. Hello? Before a divine intervention occurs, there has to be a proper timing. Many Bible scholars have sought to find out why Jesus said, my time has not yet come. Many people have started thinking, why? Some people are of the belief that there was still small wine. The wine have not finished completely. It's just that they have calculated that it will not be enough. You know, there's a wedding you will go. You will see the way people are trooping in. And you will calculate that this thing is not going to be enough. So, Jesus was waiting, according to these Bible scholars, people that thought and said, maybe he was waiting for the old wine to finish. Until the old wine finish, the new wine cannot come. Hello? That is why he said, my time has not yet come. Many of you are crying for divine intervention, but the timing is wrong. Why is the timing wrong? Because there are still some things in your life that are delaying the time of God. And what did the mother of Jesus say? He told the two servants, he said, stay with him. Anything he tell you to do, do it. Because he knows that his time will surely come. When you cry for a divine intervention and you want the right timing, do what God asks you to do. Hello? You want a divine arrangement in your life? You want a divine intervention? You cry and pray for divine intervention? And you want it to be in God's time, you have to do as he says. And they stood by him. When his time now came, he now said, go and fetch water. Water. Wine. How can we reconcile the two? Fetch water. But because the mother of Jesus has said, anything he asks you to do, do it. Many of you are looking for divine intervention, but your eye is fixated on a certain pattern, on a certain way, on what maybe this is how God will do it. He did it for brother so like that. My own too will be like that. He did it, that's the way he did it for sister. So he will do it my own like that too. Okay, even if God, you have asked for God intervention, let me also put a little bit of human activity. When you ask for God's intervention, you do what he asks you to do. Because when you do what he asks you to do, it will fall in the right timing. It will enter the right timing. They began to fetch water. When the drum was full, he said, go and serve. Go and serve the chairman of the party. Serve him what? Water. Oga, now wine we ask, not be water. But because the mother of Jesus has said, whatsoever he asks you to do, do it. They went and served the water. In the process of moving from where the drum were to the place where the chairman was sitting, something happened. Something that even scientists have not been able to explain up to today. There is no scientific explanation for what happened without any mixture, without any solvent, without anything dropping into the water. Ordinary water became wine. And by the time the chairman drank it, he said, I have never tasted anyone like this before. How come you people put this kind of sweet wine at the last time, at the last minute? This wine is too wonderful. It's too sweet. Anything that is of divine arrangement is always the best. Listen, it may not follow the normal way. It may not follow the human procedure. It may not follow the wisdom of men. That's why the Bible says the way of God is foolishness to man. When God is working, man will say, this is foolish. How can? When we are telling you, give and it shall be given to you. Somebody told me one day, say, Pastor, I don't understand. How can you say give? And who is going to give to me? He said, when I give, it's minus now. If I have 1,000 and I give 500 naira, my money remains 500. Who is giving to me? How will it be multiplied? Good measure, pressed down, running over. How? It's beyond human comprehension. Many of us, we are the reason why there has not been divine arrangement in our lives. We are like that man at the pool of Bethesda. Our only focus, our only attention, our only hope is on the water. When Jesus was standing beside him, the maker was beside him. He was saying, when Jesus said, without be made whole. He said, so when they come and stir the water, nobody is helping me. Jesus, can you help me? This year, so that, oh Lord, shake what I be in here. Is that what we are asking you? Will thou be made whole? Forget about the water. Forget about what everybody is doing. Forget about the process everybody is going through. The process of divine arrangement is beyond human comprehension. To a normal human being, it is complete foolishness. Divine intervention and divine timing. When you ask for divine intervention, you will wait for divine timing. Tell your neighbor, when you ask for divine intervention, you will wait for divine timing. And in waiting for divine timing, whatsoever he asks you to do, do it. Simple. You want divine arrangement? That is the first two things. You cry for divine intervention. Just as we are going to cry for divine intervention this morning. And when you cry for divine intervention, you wait for divine time. And while you are waiting for divine timing, whatsoever he asks you to do, do it. Be obedient to God. Be obedient to his word. There was a sister that told me some time ago that she heard God, as if the Spirit of God spoke to her. I was not there. She was the one that told me that the Spirit of God spoke to her, herself personally, that she must not give tithe. That the blessing that he, God, wants to give her is beyond tithing. That whatsoever she gets, she should divide it into three. Into how many? Three. And give God one third. You know that one third is more than one tenth. The one tenth, she has not been faithful to that one. God is saying one third again. She was the one that told me, I didn't ask her. She told me. God told her one third is what she wants. He said, you know, she's the one that went for divine intervention. Abi, she cried for help. God gave her what to do in the process of waiting for the time. You know, when you go to meet somebody and I say, help me, you say, okay, no problem. I will help you. I've heard you. But yeah, in the meantime, go outside there and begin to clap and dance. Go outside the window there, begin to clap and dance. You have already asked him for something. He said he has heard. He said, I will do it, but just give me a few minutes. But in the meantime, while you are waiting, go outside there and begin to what? Clap and dance. Probably, maybe you ask the person for 1 million. He said, go and clap and dance. I trust Brother Kisley. They can't clap where you go clap for the Brother Kisley, you see, they're the beat drum. He said, no worry. I know what they do. People, when they pass, go say, I be this man, don't mad. I be the Chris. People will have different opinion. But you, when no, waiting then tell you, and waiting you define, are you going to stop? You will not stop. You will continue to clap and dance until the man that promised you will say, come, the time has come. Come and take what I have arranged for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The woman told me, God said, one third of everything I make is what he wants. And you know what happened? Praise the Lord. Do you know what happened? She said the first month, she gave one third. By the second month, she began to feel the impact of the one third she gave the first month. Say, God, it's like this arrangement will not, this arrangement cannot work. Look at these children. Hunger will kill us. Even their father, the work is not stable yet. So please, let me adjust it. You see that one tenth, I will be adding something on top of it. That is the one, the Bible, because this is what you are telling me, I don't understand. But you are the one that is looking for generational wealth. Oh, you are the one that, what they ask you to do now, you don't want to do. While you are waiting for that timing, do what you are supposed to do. She was the one that came back and told me with her mouth that she suffered. But when she now decided to obey, she said she counted all the months that she did not pay one third and cleared it off in two installments. He said that was what opened it. It broke open the warehouse of God for her. Till today, this woman that I'm telling you about, she still gives one third. When you people all over the social media are fighting against tithe, somebody is giving one third of her earnings, and she's doing it conveniently with enough to spare. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. When you seek divine intervention, wait for the right timing. And while waiting for the right timing, whatsoever you are told to do, Whatsoever God tells you to do, do it. I hope somebody is blessed here this morning. Apart from divine intervention and divine timing, number three, I told you there are five. What is the number three thing you need to do if you want divine arrangement in your life? If you want divine arrangement, after going to God and saying, Lord, I need arrangement, I need intervention, and he says, oh yeah, go and wait for your turn, go and wait patiently for your time, but in the process of waiting, this is what I want you to do. Make sure you are in church, make sure you evangelize, win souls, busy yourself with my work. He has given you assignment. The number three thing is to begin to what? Seek for opportunities. Seek for what? Opportunities. There is what you call divine opportunities. When God wants to intervene in your life, when you have handed over your life to him and say, Lord, arrange my life and my destiny. You have come to him and he has given you time. While you are doing what he asks you to do, you also need to begin to observe and be watchful of what? Opportunity. Tell your neighbor, opportunity. Tell your neighbor, opportunity. For every divine arrangement, God, Jehovah Arak, creates divine opportunities. For every divine arrangement, God creates divine opportunities on your way. You must take advantage. If you fail to see divine opportunities, it's not the fault of God. I hope somebody is listening to me. This message is very, it's quite technical. But you need to understand what I'm saying to you today. Because many pray, you will cry, Lord, intervene, arrange my life, arrange my life. God will not come down. He has a process. You have prayed. When you pray, you have asked for intervention. After that intervention, you need to know that it will not be immediately, because God is not a magician. You have to wait for the right time. The Bible says in his time, he makes all things what? Beautiful. While you are waiting for the time, you need to obey his word. You need to obey everything he has asked you to do while you are waiting. Now, while you are also waiting, you need to be observant so that divine opportunity does not pass you by. Open your Bibles very quickly to 2 Kings chapter 5. Very quickly, we'll soon round up. 2 Kings chapter 5. I want to read from verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 1. I'm reading from the Living Bible. Are you there? The king of Syria had high admiration for Naaman, the commander-in-chief of his army, for he had led his troops to many glorious victories. So he was a great hero, but he had leprosy. He was a leper. Bands of Syrians had invaded the land of Israel, and among their captives was a little girl who had been given to Naaman's wife as a maid. One day, everybody say one day, the little girl said to her mistress, I wish my master would go and see the prophet in Samaria. He would heal him of his leprosy. Naaman told the king what the little girl had said. Go and visit the prophet, the king told him. I will send a letter of introduction for you to carry to the king of Israel. Bible says, so Naaman started out taking gifts, 20,000 silver, 60,000 gold, and suits, clothes. And he took the letter of the king and he went to look for the man of God. When you are looking for divine arrangement, observe divine opportunity. What was the opportunity that came to him here? A servant. A small girl, a servant girl. Listen, there is no one that God cannot use. When God wants to arrange your life, when you seek for divine intervention, and you have been patiently waiting for the right time, there is nobody. Opportunity can come in a way that you don't even expect. A small girl said, please go to our prophet. If Naaman did not take advantage of that opportunity that came his way, he would have remained a leper forever. So, when you seek divine arrangement, you call for divine intervention, and you are told to wait for your time, and you begin to do what God wants you to do, also be observant and monitor divine opportunities. What is number four? The number four thing that you need to do if you want to experience divine arrangement, you have to what? Strengthen your passion. You have to what? You have called for intervention. You have been given a time. You have been told to do something. This is what I want you to be doing. And you are looking for opportunities. In the process of looking for opportunities, feed your passion. Do you know why you should feed your passion? Because your passion is your passport to your purpose. Should I come again? Your passion is your passport to your purpose. Your passion is your passport to your purpose. That thing you derive joy doing. Hey, hello. That thing that gives you joy, that makes you happy anytime you do it, is what God will use to arrange your life. I hope somebody is listening to me. Because your passion is the passport to your purpose. When you find your purpose, you find out what God was created, what God had created you for. Hello? When you find your purpose, you have found what God has created you for. And one of the ways you can find your purpose is to identify your passion. That thing that makes you happy. That thing that gives you joy. That thing you don't even know time is going when you are doing it. For instance, what I'm doing now, I'm watching the time and it's as if the time is running. It's as if the time is running faster than normal. I am enjoying it. It is my passion. It is what I want to do. It is what I love to do. It is this passion that will give you the purpose. And once you find your purpose, opportunity will meet you there. Opportunity will meet you there. Many of you may not know this. The Lord is opening a big door for us outside this country. Don't worry, I will soon begin to unfold when things begin to get bigger. A big door is opening to this ministry, even outside the country. Many of you here now that are ordinary members, we may have to begin to train you to be emergency evangelists and emergency missionaries. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That is what God is doing. It's beyond our own explanation too. It's beyond our own, it's beyond our, we don't understand, but it's happening. Why is it happening? Because we remain in our purpose. Many people have mocked me. Say, how can you leave such a big assembly where you are in charge of several churches? You have comfort, everything is comfortable. And you now say, you go and open one small place. You say, God called you. Are you daft, Nee? Is it no money you need? Where are you going to get the money to take care of yourself? The decision looks stupid. But when it is God that is arranging it, and you are within your passion, your purpose is made manifest. If you forget everything I've told you today, don't forget this statement. Your passion is your passport to your purpose. God put a passion in every life. And that passion he puts in you is in line with what he has created you for. And his arrangement for your life will always be in line with what he has created you for. God will not give an arrangement outside what he created you for. Hello, is somebody listening to me? Is what he created you for, it will always, that is where his arrangement will fall in. So don't kill your passion. Don't sacrifice your passion for money or any other thing. Because your passion that you have rejected is part of God's divine arrangement for you. And the last one before we go and pray is your talent or your gift. Just like your passion, your gift and your talent will always make a way for you. For you to find divine opportunities, God has put a talent, he has put a gift in your life. Proverbs 22 verse 29. He says, show me a man that is diligent in you. He said, we walk before kings and not before mere men. Have you discovered your talent? Do you know that everybody has a talent? Everybody has a gift. When you find your talent and you find your gift, it will show you what your passion is. These five factors are very important for divine arrangement to manifest in your life. There needs to be a divine intervention which you have to call for. When you call for that divine intervention, you need to wait for the right timing. In waiting for the right timing, you need to do accordingly whatever you have been instructed to do. Don't turn to the left. Even when people are laughing at you, they say, ah, Mama Jesus, Mama Bible, you don't come. Don't worry yourself. Now you know what you define. Once you remain in that timing, doing what he has asked you to do, be observant. Make sure opportunities do not pass you by. And in observing for opportunities, discover your purpose. And the only way you can discover your purpose is by strengthening your passion. And while you are strengthening your passion, recognize your gifts. Your gifts and your talent will open doors for you. How many of you want divine arrangement in your life? Close your eyes and begin to talk to God this morning. Say, Lord, arrange my life. I cry for divine intervention today. Arrange my life. Arrange my life. Arrange my life. When you move out of God's arrangement, something that is supposed to take you just a few days will take you years, because you have moved out of his arrangement. Arrange my life. Arrange my life. Cause me to find my purpose. Open my eyes to divine opportunities. Let my talent and my gifts be enabled and strengthened. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. You are Yahweh. 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 Alpha Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha Omega. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Hey. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Say, oh Lord, let there be a divine setup in my favor. In the name of Jesus. Can you open your mouth and pray that prayer? Let there be a divine setup in my favor. Let there be a divine arrangement in my favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please open your mouth and pray that prayer. Let there be a divine arrangement in my favor. Let there be a divine setup in my favor. Let there be a divine arrangement in my favor. Let there be a divine setup in my favor. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yekabo zanda balaba zanta yagaba. Rekaba zunta yalabagaba bababa. Makaboko shandaraba zanda yalama. Let there be a divine setup in my favor. Let there be a divine setup in my favor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, my Father, I cry out for divine intervention in my life. In the name of Jesus, intervene in my life. Intervene in my finances. Intervene in my business. Open your mouth and begin to cry for divine intervention. Cry out for divine intervention. Cry out for divine intervention. Cry out for divine intervention. I cry for a divine intervention. Let there be a divine intervention in my life. A divine intervention at the right timing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody should pray that prayer. Let there be a divine intervention. Let there be a divine intervention. Let there be a divine intervention. Makapaka sakaba shandaya. Makapa yalaba zandaba yagabosh. Rekapangala mandaye leboko sotoya. Makapa zonda laboria. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Say, Father, help me to see divine opportunities and take them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can you please open your mouth and pray that prayer? Help me to see divine opportunities. Help me to see divine opportunities and take them in the name of Jesus. Help me to see divine opportunities and take them in the name of Jesus. Help me to see divine opportunities and take them in the name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord, to see divine opportunities and take them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Father, we thank you for this morning. What we need from you this month and beyond is your divine arrangement. Your divine arrangement will come by divine intervention. Divine intervention by the right timing. Father Lord, help us so that we do not miss out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray for everyone that is here today. Bless them. Sanctify them. Let this word that they have heard this morning do mighty wonders in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Father. To you, O Lord, be all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. a louder amen. Praise the Lord.